'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with a 45, 'cause the country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Country folks can survive.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on August 6th. 2019, if I can slide my glasses far enough down my nose to read it. I'm James Kelso, your host for this next live hour of Trump Phenomenon. So what has our president done over the last 24 hours that we can enjoy? The greatest thing that's happened in our lives politically, Donald John Trump. And how has he managed to wrestle this past day with the evil forces arrayed against him and against you? We've actually got a genius who loves our country and who believes in us as president of the United States. What an unexpected, amazing, wonderful thing. But the poor guy has a task that makes the task of Hercules seem easy. Here's the latest word from him in his Twitter account. And that's just an example of what I'm talking about. He has to communicate to us via the enemy communication pipeline, things like Twitter. And he said today we're keeping a very close eye on Google because he's on to the fact that they are they are censoring communication in America, a la the predictions of George Orwell himself in his book 1984. He was on to it back there in 1948, the year I was born. George Orwell brought out the book 1984, in which he predicted that the left would try to take over the world, take over your world, by taking over your mind. And they would take over your mind by controlling the flow of information to your mind. He also limbed a portrait of terror. They would terrorize you, they would compel you, they would frighten you, as well as control the flow of information. As you'll remember, Winston Smith in the book 1984 was actually tortured by the which ministry did the torturing? Was it the Ministry of Truth, Mini True, that did the torturing? I think it was a different ministry that did torturing. The Ministry of Truth was the media, the fake news media. They controlled the flow of information. In this latest tweets, the president announces he's going to Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso tomorrow to meet with first responders, law enforcement, and some of the victims of the terrible shootings. Before that tweet, earlier today, he tweeted this. He says, okay, I'm reading this for the first time. Sundar Pichai. Now, how does this guy pronounce his name? This is a CEO of Google, and with a name like Sundar Pichai, that'd be somebody from India. Sundar Pichai of Google was in the Oval Office working very hard to explain how much he liked me. What a great job the administration is doing. That Google was not involved with China's military, that they didn't help Crooked Hillary over me in the 2016 elections, and that they, this is one hell of a tweet, folks. And that they are not planning to illegally subvert the 2020 election, despite all that has been said to the contrary. folks, this man is a genius of understatement and of political communication. What he just wrote there is amazing. Here he is. He's the president of the United States. He's got this guy, operative for the left, Sundar Pichai, in his office. And then the tweet continues. It all sounded good until I watched Kevin Cernicke, a Google engineer, say terrible things about what they did in 2016. And they want to, quote, make sure that Trump loses in 2020. Now, this is something that was on TV today. He's a new fellow to me, Kevin Cernicke, but I watched him on TV today. Then Donald Trump continues in this tweet today. Lou Dobbs stated that this is a fraud on the American public. Peter Schweitzer said with certainty that they suppressed negative stories on Hillary Clinton and boosted negative stories on Donald Trump. Now, here's three very important words, folks. All very illegal. Now, when the president of the United States says that to you, and you're Sundar Pichai, that everything you're doing is illegal, that's time for a little bit of a bead of sweat to break out on your forehead and to be crawling around barking like a dog in the Oval Office, trying to fool the president into thinking that you haven't been doing what you are in fact doing and intend to continue doing. Oh, and then here's that quote. Here it is. He says, we are watching Google very closely, exclamation mark. So that was, boy, is that great leadership right there. And I have to just kind of, at some point today's show, I think I'm going to read that again. That is so good. That is such incredible communication. Sundar Pichai of Google was in the Oval Office working very hard to explain how much he liked me. Oh, folks, you're not going to experience, you know, that these are amazing times. You know, how many times are we going to get to experience something like that? I just read that for the first time here, right here on the air. If you want to call in and get in on the fun, 800-313-9443. And you know what? It finally has happened. I burned a hole in my brain here just a second. Engineer, help me out if I misremembered my own phone number there. But I believe it is 800-313-9443. And, oh, the engineer tells me I got it right. Yeah, I actually burned a hole in my brain there. by repeating that number so many times. And we can talk about the president's tweets today or anything else you want to talk about. In yesterday's show, I was very enthusiastic about the manner in which Tucker Carlson has fought back against the assault on our Second Amendment, on our Fourth Amendment, against the assault thereon by the demons of the left. They want to crush our country, and they're not spending much time trying very hard to explain how much they like us. They're being very overt about how much they hate us. And so Tucker Carlson's fighting back, I think, in a really great manner. And he continued to do that today. Let's take a look over at the top headline over at Breitbart. Oh, I'm going to go down here a little further and see what the president tweeted just before that magnificent series of tweets just read. He gives a thank you to Jim Cramer. Interesting. Jim Cramer, who talked, so it was a stock market guy over at CNBC, so that's unusual. Then he says, here's another one. Who is this guy he's saluting? I won't read that one because I'm not sure what he's talking about. He has a series of tweets on China today. And we may come back to that. But let's go first to Breitbart and see what the top story at Breitbart is as we speak. Ooh, okay, some interesting stories here. All righty. President Biden, day one. And so apparently think of this, folks. Joe Biden was vice president for 8 years. I mean, wasn't that enough? So this is an amazing thing. What a failed administration. The Obama-Biden administration, they got, what did they get wrong? Well, everything. And of course, Biden was in on all of that. And now he wants another bite at the apple. My gosh. So President Biden on day one, here's the way Breitbart headlines it. He would give us tax hikes, then more tax hikes, executive orders, the wrong kind. We'd be back in the Paris Accords. We would get amnesty. Oh, boy. So let's see now. Let's hope that sleepy, creepy Joe Biden has stuck his foot in his mouth today. Let's hope that's what's just occurred. Let's see if that is. Five Joe Biden campaign promises he says he'll fulfill on day one. Former vice president and 2020 White House frontrunner Joe Biden has vowed he will use executive powers and other means to accomplish an ambitious set of campaign promises on his very first day as president. Number one, repeal President Donald Trump's tax reform law. appearing June 22nd before the South Carolina Democratic Party convention, Biden detailed his plans to combat income inequality in the United States. Ooh, that's bad, isn't it? Income inequality. Claiming economic disparities are at an all-time high and made worse by Trump's tax cuts and enormous giveaways to the top one-tenth of 1%. You know, this is an amazing thing. Democrats can actually be out there lying like a rug, pretending that we're not in an economic boom. He says, on day one, I will move to eliminate Trump's tax cuts as well for the super wealthy. Now, I wonder if he includes in that group his son, Hunter, who was the recipient of was it $0.3 billion red, as in communist Chinese, placement of funds with Hunter Biden's phony investment firm, which Hunter packed in his suitcase as he flew to Red China with his dad on, was it Air Force Two? You gotta do away with any tax cuts for Hunter, Joe? And of course, remember that securing money like that for Hunter Biden is the same as securing it for himself as his father. He's securing that money for the Biden family. And remember, Biden is, almost darn near 80 years old. In December 2017, the House, now this is Breitbart commenting, voted 224 to 201 to pass the Trump tax overhaul with all Democrats. Isn't that amazing? I've forgotten that. All Democrats and 12 Republicans voting against it. The $1.5 trillion tax measure was the first major overhaul of the tax code in, think of this, folks, in 30 years. It cut corporate taxes, which is now cut, gave tax cuts to individual tax brackets, and what are the features? Slashing corporate taxes from 35% to 21%, reduced, I won't go into details. Number two, Joe Biden will close billions in dollars of tax loopholes. In the same speech in June, before the South Carolina Democratic Convention, Biden said he will move on day one to close up to $500 billion worth of what he calls tax loopholes in an effort to allocate the money for what he described as good use, including universal access to Medicaid. I think, here's a quote, I think everyone is entitled to have total health care, he told the Poor People's Campaign Moral Action Congress. Every single person in the United States should have access to Medicaid right off the bat, and that would include illegals, for Joe. Number three, sign climate change-focused executive orders. According to his campaign website, the former vice president, as president, will sign a series of executive orders with unprecedented reach that go well beyond the Obama-Biden administration platform and put us on the right track. So he's going to go beyond the Paris Climate Accord, which would have destroyed the American economy, in which Donald Trump removed us. The object, according to Biden, quote, is to achieve a 100% clean energy economy and net zero emissions no later than 2050. So, you know, enjoy your automobile while you can, and make sure you maintain your bicycle, keep your bicycle oiled up, ready for use in the Biden presidency. And we'll continue right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey folks, don't get her started. That's Gretchen Wilson singing with Merle Haggard. Ah, that's a great song. This is the Trump phenomenon here on August 6th, and we're enjoying the last 24 hours of President Trump's brilliant tenure as our president. Let us all hope it's a six, almost now, five and a half, I guess, more years of President Trump. 2020, it's an amazing thing to contemplate with all the good things that have happened for America in the last two plus years, exclusively thanks to Donald Trump. There's no other person to thank. You can't thank the Republican Party. You can't thank the House or the Senate. You can't thank any prominent American person. It's kind of a frightening thing that so much is attributable to one single person. And without that one single person, these things would not have happened. Wow. that's like any one of those close moments you may have had in your life. I don't know what, maybe you haven't had them, but you know, most people have had that moment where if they just driven 2 feet more to the left, or they've taken one more step, or you know, something like that, you wouldn't be here today. And that's what that's like. That so much should have depended on that thin thread of one single man. But contemplating 2020, there are so many things that are working against us. Oh, well, here was the thought I was coming to. With so much good that's happened for us, that it's just for me to be able to say that his re-election in 2020 is, you know, in doubt, is itself an amazing thing. How could a country that has experienced so much good and so much increase in everything, in wealth, in freedom, in happiness, how could a nation not automatically reelect such a president? And remember, it's traditional in American history, a president who, with any kind of a, any president is likely to be reelected simply on the basis of just inertia. So the that a president that's done that much should even have to, you know, sweat it at all that he'd be reelected is itself another frightening thought. But that is the case. There are so many states where the president were to lose the state of Texas in 2020, that's it, you know, sayonara, you can, you know, kiss it goodbye. If you were to lose the state of Florida, same story. And I don't know, you know, what gauge do we have as to how the 2020 election on November 3rd, 2020, how that's going to go? Then you've got the demon rats, well, people like Sundar Pichai, lying like a rug, lying like Peter Strzok. We'll talk about Peter Strzok in a moment. He's back in the headlines here. Suing, I think, is he suing the government for wrongful dismissal? I mean, are you kidding? Gasp. You have Sundar Pichai lying to the president that Pichai is not trying to destroy Trump and that Google is not trying to destroy Trump. And that, I guess that we're all chumps, but not trying to destroy Trump and us chumps. And that we're going to believe him, us chumps. Trump is not a chump, and he wasn't believing Sundar Pichai for a second here today. And it's interesting, you know, just a small, you know, consolation prize that we have, that Pichai would enter the Oval Office and lie like that, indicates that we do have some residuum of power. Thanks again to one man. Thanks to Donald Trump. He does occupy the White House. And so Pichai feels the necessity to go and lie to the president and do what all the left-wingers are doing. All those media people you see, all those bureaucrats, all those Peter Strzoks, they're holding their breath. They're holding their breath and counting until Donald Trump will be gone. And then business as usual will resume in the deep state. And then it's incumbent upon us, folks, that's what the purpose of what we're doing here. What are we going to have? How are we going to build build the movement that Donald Trump gave us? How are we going to build it so that it's more than one man and that it will hold together and won't do what we on the right have done repeatedly in the past, which is defeat ourselves, fight among ourselves, come up with really dumb ideas that are self-defeating. We'll be right back right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
Well, I'll tell you what, we sure have a fool in Joe, sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. And I'm just going to race through these. This is a great Breitbart article. By whom? Let's see. It's an article by Joshua Kaplan at Breitbart. Other things that Joe Biden would do on day one: rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. He promises that on his website. And of course, this is just death to Western civilization. The Paris Climate Accord and the whole climate. Change. Notice they changed the word. It's not the global warming hoax anymore, because they've dropped the global warming part. Now they've redubbed their movement the climate change, the cause of climate change. And the reason, of course, is that they don't know which way. Well, let's say this. I mean, that's kind of like saying that you believe in the tooth fairy. Well, or that that's not a good comparison. But making climate change a cause, wait a minute, that's what climate is. Weather changes. Making that your cause, the weather changes. It gets hot, then it gets cold. It gets wet, and then it gets dry. You know, it's kind of been doing that for, a long time maybe, and kind of predictably it will continue to do that. So this gives them, if you have a hot spell, oh, we got global warming there. If you have a lot of rain, the seas are rising. We're drowning. Oh my gosh, we only have 12 years left before we're all dead. Get out of your car now. Get on that bicycle. So he's going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. And of course, that's designed, the only nations in any way affected by the Paris Climate Accord, well, actually, it's one nation, it's the United States, followed by the European nations, but only white nations are affected by the Paris Climate Accord. The rest of the world, the non-European world, laughs at all of this. Do you think people in India are worrying about whether too much? They want a car. They're not worried about getting rid of cars. They want cars. People in China, people in Africa. What else will Joe Biden do on day one? This is a nightmare. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just having a nightmare for you. He will also make all Dreamers legal in the United States. In his first interview with a Spanish language television network, Biden on Tuesday discussed his proposals to vis-a-vis the border and immigration. He told Telemundo that he would legalize all Dreamers in the country the day I get elected president. So this can be one hell of a day. This is a nightmare. Let us pray. The day I get elected, I'm going to legalize all Dreamers. Number two, we have to provide a pathway to citizenship for 11 million people. Now, where does he get that number, 11 million? He pulls it out of his you-know-what. The 11 million number, of course, has been refuted by MIT, I think, did research on it. I think Stanford did, and others who have not liberals who made the point that 11 million number of undocumented migrants in the U.S. is actually at least 22 million, at least double that number. And these are liberals at places like MIT who came up with these slightly revised numbers, doubling the 11 million, which in itself is horrifying, 22 million. But in fact, do we know how many undocumented migrants, doesn't that sound so nice? Undocumented migrants are in the United States? We don't have any idea. That's one reason President Trump wanted to ask on our census, you know, do you belong here? Are you a citizen? He blocked by deep state control of the judiciary. He's come up with his own order, his order to all departments of what is putatively his executive branch, but it is not, in fact, controlled that much from his office. But he nevertheless did make the order to all the heads of all the departments and every agency that you will turn over to the Secretary of Commerce, you will turn over, and to my Attorney General, you will turn over all information that you have, all databases on how many people are in this country as citizens and how many as non-citizens. And that was a brilliant initiative by the president, scrambling, as he was prevented from asking the question on the census, which has been asked dozens of times in the past. Traditionally, it is asked on the census. It's a tradition, a hallowed American tradition, to put that question on the census. He came up with an even better solution, which is and probably going to yield a more trustworthy answer if these agencies answer the order that they received, comply with it. That is, the information that's in the databases right now in the possession of these departments would probably give a more truthful picture of how many non-citizens are in the country than would a question on a census to which millions of people here illegally would lie. So, it, you know, the fact that the question is on the census is how much of a guarantee is that that you will actually get the truth? Not much. So so pathway to citizenship for all these people, says Joe Biden. Not lock them up. In the meantime, he says, this is a quote, or not keep them from even getting to the border. Then a little bit of background here from Breitbart on the fact that President Obama, with, of course, Vice President Biden, used an executive order to create DACA in June 2012 to provide protections for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. And, of course, that's no small group of people, is it? Think of your average illegal entrant family, illegal border crossers. How many underage children are in that group? Well, these people have a lot of kids, a lot. This is not a rare, this is a lot of the people. And, oh, and then furthermore, remember part of the fraud, maybe preaching to the choir here, you all know this already. How many of these illegal entrants who are going to lie on a census, how many of them lie about their age as to when they came, were brought into the U.S. or came? How many of them lie? I mean, you'll have 40-year-olds that say, I'm 16. This is common. And there's no paperwork. There's no documentation. They don't have any kind of authenticated. They have as much of an authenticated birth certificate as somebody else I can think of. Barack Hussein Obama himself, with his fraudulent Photoshop document that he himself put on his website as his proof of his birth. And it's an absolutely transparent fake Photoshop document. That, you know, I love just, I mean, boy, do we live in strange times. Folks, if you've ever studied Photoshop, you know how Photoshop works. You know how layers work. You know how in creating a document, Photoshop is wonderful. Adobe Photoshop, it's a wonderful program for making graphic art. And you do your art in successive layers. You might have, for instance, your text is one layer. Your background is another layer. You can make as many layers as you want. You can make your text, and you can make 100 layers. You can make 1,000 layers. There's no limit to how many layers you can make. But a document might have a common thing. I studied Photoshop, and at the end of creating a piece of art, I did it as an art student. You might have 20 layers in your Photoshop document. And then it's been a few years, okay, but I'm going from memory here. At the end of the document, there is a box that you check off, which is, and I forget the exact command, but it's something like compress layers. And what that does is take all of the multiple layers, compresses them into one layer so that they're no longer manipulable as separate layers, and creates one single layer, and then calls that the document. You can preserve your layers in the uncompressed form, but you create a new layer, actually a new thing, which is the compressed document, and then save it to this new document where the compression does not show and the layers don't show. Well, whoever the idiot was that faked the Obama birth certificate that he put up on whitehouse.gov and that I viewed right there didn't compress at the end of his creation of his fake document. He left all of the layers open. Folks, and then it goes beyond that. It's much more, the proof that that's a fake document is it's at the level, well, they asked some document forgery experts, what are the odds that this document is authentic? And the answer they got was 1 in a billion. In other words, no, the likelihood is zero. Zero. It is a forgery. It's a dead certain fact that it's a forgery. And the guy who came up with this was, let's test my memory here for a second. His last name is Zullo, Z-U-L-L-O. Help me, audience, with his first name. Is it Joe Zullo? And or am I confusing his name with Sheriff Arpaio, for whom Zullo was the cold case investigator for Sheriff Arpaio of Maricopa County, Arizona. And he spent years researching the matter, thousands and thousands of hours, lots of people. It is utterly authoritative, and you treat yourself, watch the video. Still, it's amazing it's still available on YouTube. Watch the video of Mr. Zullo explaining to you the absolute proof that the Obama birth certificate is fake. Anyway, that's a long-winded digression on the fact that we don't know how many of these people are in the country. We have no idea, actually. And then to round out the first things that Joe Biden will do on day one, what's number six? Question. Number six, Biden will prioritize the Equality Act as his first piece of legislation on day one. And he vowed this in a keynote address at the Human Rights Campaign's annual Ohio Gala. No pun intended there. He will make LGBTQXYZ rights his first legislative priority. It will make gender identity a protected minority class, thus forcing private businesses to accommodate transgender individuals in virtually all forms of commerce or face penalties for discrimination. And this bill, by the way, recently passed a Democrat-run House, but will not become law under President Trump and a Republican Senate. It will be the first thing I ask to be done, the presidential candidate Joe Biden declared. And of course, there's a number of things. These are all on day one. He has a number of things he's going to do on day one. So that's going to be a busy day. What will we be doing if that happens? If we have to endure such a day, what will we hear on this radio show? What will we be doing that day, November 3rd? That would be a Tuesday, wouldn't it? He'd be elected on November 3rd. Well, he won't be sworn in until January of 2021. So that'll be some kind of a day, the day he's sworn in. Let's go to the phones here. Gregory, I see your name there in California. Gregory, you're on the air.
Well, happy day.
I'm sorry to have all that depressing. That I had a little nightmare there. I apologize. I'm let me slap myself and wake up. Okay, Gregory, President Trump is our president, and we're not in a nightmare. What's up?
No, we are really in a nightmare, and it doesn't matter who's the president. It's a redundant factoid. If you vote, as far as I'm concerned, you are playing Lucy and Charlie Brown when old Lucy's out there saying, "Charlie Brown, come on, kick the ball, kick the ball." He said, no, I know what you did last time. Oh, come on, I won't do it this time. And by golly, he says, okay. And he kicked the ball, and she flipped it right on his ass, every single bloody ass. Excuse the expression time. But that's what I called about is your time and currency conundrum that you're living in, and I wish you would not pontificate about it so much. It's all predicated on a lie, and I care not lie.
Now, hang on, Gregory, hang on. I'm listening very intently. And you're inspiring an interesting reply from me, I hope. But let me. I just want to slow you down so I catch all of the drift of your opening statement there, which is that voting really doesn't matter because the system is totally rigged. Lucy's going to move the football. But now go ahead. Now you are going to put another layer on that. Go ahead.
No, I'm just tired of being Charlie Brown, and I choose not to participate in the lie. And it's all a big lie. I mean, politics is a lie. It's a man-made conundrum. Time is a man-made conundrum. Money is a man-made conundrum. In fact, we don't even have it anymore. If you look under the true definition of money, most people would not want to go there, but I need not digress.
Well, okay, but hang on, Gregory. I'm not trying to interrupt your thought at all. I like your initial thought, which is your big thought. And then I'm just going to, since we have limited time, and I like all the details you might go into, but for sake of time, I'm going to come back after this break. You stay there, Gregory.
One moment, please.
No, hang on. You hang on. Wait through the break, and you're still on the air after the break. We'll be right back, folks.
Made hell, walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place,
looking for a place to do my thing. Well, folks, we're in our last segment here, and Gregory, you're still there. Are you still there, Greg?
I'm still here. Are you still
okay,
out
now let
there?
me uh, For lack of time, let me just give you my thumbnail answer to your original thought. What I believe part of the Trump phenomenon, the lesson that Donald Trump has taught us, is that it is not too late to resist politically, to fight for our people, our nation, our race, our civilization.
Amen. Three,
now, hang on, let me hang on just a second. Let me just give you my reply. Hang on, Gregory. Just one of us talking. So it is not too late to do all the things that Donald Trump has done. And more than that, he's not just talking about it now. He's not just a candidate. He is now for 2.5 years, I believe, I contend, Gregory, it's the premise of this show. He has demonstrated, he has proved that you can win the presidency, that you can fight back effectively without politically, and that we are not at the moment of despair. And I understand, and I'm not criticizing you, Gregory, for your conviction that we are beyond, that things are, it's, we're beyond the moment at which we could fight politically. I don't criticize you for having that view. That was the basis of the Patriot Movement. A lot of the basis of the Patriot Movement before Donald Trump was that view that it was too late for a political win. So, but I'm just giving you my view that Donald Trump is every day, today is yet another such day, proving that we can fight politically. And the beauty of that, the virtue of it, Gregory, is this. If we can fight politically, if we can win our civilization politically, that's a lot more achievable task. That's a lot, that's a much better experience than, you know, war or civil war or but here's the deal, Gregory, I invite you to call back. You have an open invitation to call the show anytime and further elucidate your point of view, and I would love to debate it with you. Maybe we'll find some points on which we agree, but we're going to run out of time here, so let me just reclaim the microphone here with a thank you to you for calling in. Thanks, Greg. And the let's see, the I don't know, the let's just take a look here at the what we've got in the way of news. Donald Trump is going to go to Dayton. He's going to go to El Paso tomorrow. So, of course, we'll be covering that here on this show. And Donald Trump, in an act of genius, is illustrating with that his willingness to do as Nathan Bedford Forrest did when one of his commanders asked Forrest in charge. And the commander said, in what direction? And Nathan Forrest answered, in every direction. That's what Donald Trump's doing. He'll do it tomorrow. He's charging in every direction. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us here in the Trump Clubhouse. Till then, so long.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.